Hey guys, it's Megan.
And Sydney.
And you're listening to Tales of Halen.
Tales of Halen. Halen.
Hey guys, welcome back. So, if you don't recognize the joke in the intro, you should probably go listen to Sydney's episode that we posted before this one, the Mansfield Reformatory.
Yes.
You'll understand that joke if you listen to that one. But anyways, hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Still sitting here.
Oh, so I did make a note in the last episode. I wanted to talk about New Year's because we didn't get to talk about that.
No, we didn't. All of our last episodes, we talked about the holidays, and then
yeah. The
last one, I was like, screw New Year's. Let's talk paranormal. I don't care how your New Year's went.
Well, I care how my New Year's went, and it has to do with a complaint I am filing towards your husband.
Oh, mine?
As of right now, him and Alex, and then other ones that aren't that important, are no longer my friends, because they got Aaron into playing Battlefield, which means he no longer has time for World of Warcraft, which also means I have to play by myself, and I don't like to play by myself, so I didn't get to play at all. Huh. So, John, if you're listening, which you should be, we're not friends. I need you to undownload Battlefield or make Aaron so mad that he undownloads Battlefield, so that way I can play World of Warcraft again. Thank you and good night.
That's not going to happen. I'm just telling you right now. That's the only thing that John plays is Battlefield.
Find a new hobby, John. Start a podcast.
That's not happening either. That's funny. I remember you telling me you were mad at him because you were like, well, I'm not gaming anymore, so I guess I'm going to clean.
Yeah, and then I also didn't do that. I ended up just playing Horrified by myself.
Oh, that's right. Your new game.
Yeah, it was actually really fun.
It went well.
If I'm playing it right, which I don't think that I am, because I'm teaching myself, it was still fun regardless. I don't know. I think I have like one or two things that I'm still confused about.
You're just like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this.
Well, I'll explain it to you separately off the podcast, but it's like this one little rule where like, oh, if you get hit by a monster, I guess I'm just explaining it now, but if you get hit by a monster, you're supposed to take damage points, or you can use items to dissolve the hit, but I feel like it's too easy. But then also, I remember that they were saying, like, if you're playing beginner mode, you play with two monsters, and it is easy. So I think it's just because I'm playing beginner mode solo. So maybe that's why it seems so easy.
Okay.
Because, like, I'll get hit by a monster. I'm like, oh, I have a pile of tokens. Here's a token. I don't get hit. And that's, like, how the monsters win is if they, every time they hit you, the terror marker goes up. And then once it hits 6, they win and you lose. I'm like, but this doesn't go up because I just give them tokens.
I'm just picturing, like, a dead quiet room. And you sitting in a chair, like, sitting up straight, hands on the table, and the game in front of you, and you having, like, a smile on your face, just looking around, like, well, I'm just not gonna get hit, because I'm gonna give this. And, like, you're just, like, talking to yourself and, like, playing, and it's dead quiet, and no one's around, and you're just like, this is so much fun.
You're not far off. But actually, I was playing on the table behind you, and I was listening to other podcasts, and Aaron was talking to the boys on Battlefield.
Yeah.
So it was a little loud because he was yelling because he's bad at that game. Oh. So you hear that, Aaron? You're bad at Battlefield. Stop playing. I need you back on WoW. I have our mount money and I'm ready to go.
Why can't you play by yourself?
It's not fun.
I don't play any of them, so I don't know.
It's the only game I play. And now I can't play.
You can still play. Speaking of games, well, right now I can't see it, but I saw you have Sims on your computer.
Do you remember during when quarantine started, I made a Sim for everyone in the group?
Oh, you did!
That's how bored I was during lockdown. I made our whole friend group into Sims.
I wonder what we all look like. I forget.
I could bring it up. But I remember, Aaron, when I was making Well, it was funny when I was making John's, mm-hmm. it just like, you know how like it auto generates?
Yeah.
It auto generated, because I didn't even mean to make him first.
Yeah.
But it auto generated a sim that looked like same hair, same glasses, like same clothes that he would wear. I'm like, well, that was easy. There's John. I'm like, I don't even have to change anything.
No work
like,
there. Cool.
And then when I was making Alex, Aaron goes, oh, can I help you with this? I'm like, yeah, sure. He goes, make him a kid. I'm like, okay. He's like, but put him in a full suit. I'm like, okay.
What?
It brings him joy. I don't know. I didn't argue with it.
So, like, did you build a house for all of us? Or you just...
Well, they have, like, the pre-made mansions. Oh, I logged on to build every, like, create everyone, and then I haven't logged on since, because I don't like Sims.
What? So, like, why do you have it?
It was already on the computer, because this is Aaron's old computer.
Oh.
So he used to have it.
Oh, Aaron used to play Sims, huh? Mm-hmm.
No, it was probably his girlfriends who used to play it, but whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I used to really like The Sims, but I played it on my PS2, and I liked it better on that game than I do on the PC.
I didn't know you could play it on, like, a console.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a PC game.
No, they used to have it for the PS2. So that's what, just, like, comparing it, I didn't like it as much on the PC. So I would play it, I don't like the controls as much. Like, it wasn't as player friendly just because I was so used to having like an actual console, so I stopped playing that.
Oh interesting. You know, a game, this is really random, but whenever you said it just like, well, you didn't say the game, but we're talking about The Sims and it popped up in my head, and I'm sure you probably didn't play this, but maybe, did you have a DS?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play Nintendo Dogs?
I did, actually. Yeah, I really loved that game.
Okay, so I like saw this thing online that was like, rest in peace to all the Nintendo dogs that haven't been fed or walked in, like, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had that game, and I literally would play it non-stop. It was my absolute favorite, and they would come up to a little touch screen, and you could, like, pet them on your DS and stuff when they would lick it. Ugh. That was the best game.
I played that game towards the end of its popularity, so I didn't play it for a long time, but I had a good time. I liked it.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, I forgot all about
that. That's old.
I know.
Like, old.
That's old.
We're old.
That is old.
We're not that old. We're not old. We're only 25 and 26.
Yeah.
You looked like you had to, like, think about if that was actually right or not.
No. I'm just staring into the abyss.
Staring into nothing.
So, how was your New Year's?
My New Year's was good.
Oh, wait, I forgot. I don't want to hear about it.
No, that's fine. I'm going to tell you anyways. Went to Sweet Grand's, Sweet Grandma, and Sweet Grandpa's.
I saw that you were playing darts.
Yeah, I played darts for the first time.
How'd you do?
I gotta say, I'm obsessed with darts now.
Oh my god.
I don't know, I'm sure you've like, picked up on this about me, but whenever someone shows me something new, I get obsessed with it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Until someone shows me something else that's new, and then mm-hmm. I get obsessed with that.
I'm kind of the same way. If I find something that really piques my interest, like, that's all I want to do.
Yeah, I'm like, this is the best thing ever. I'm never gonna not... I'm only gonna do this.
Like, right now, all I want to do is play Phase 10.
See? Ugh. Best game ever. My mom is, like, on a dart league, and my grandma, like, they all play darts.
So do they play at Phases?
Yeah, they play it. My family owns a bar in Newton Falls. Why would they play at Phases, Megan?
I forgot they own that bar, because I was thinking, I know Holly used to play at Faces.
I mean, they play at Faces when they have to go there, well, but
see, there I team, didn't know that
their team is through the Riverview.
I didn't know that the Riverview had a darts team.
Yes, it does. Because
the bar across the street also has a darts team.
Riverview.
I didn't know.
I'm hurt. But anyways, they all are on a dart league. So we were sitting in there in, like, the room, the dartboard was up, and I was like, oh, let's play darts. And I actually did pretty good. And now I only ever want to play darts.
So are you going to join the Riverview darts team?
No.
What's their mascot? Is it a crocodile?
I have no idea.
The Riverview Croc.
No. I know that, like, my mom, because they also have a bocce league, which I actually would join the bocce league, because I think bocce is fun. Get out.
I've never played bocce.
Oh, it's really fun.
I never get invited to play when you play, even though I live down the street.
I never play there, ever. The only time I ever play bocce is on like a tradition to play 4th of July morning after the parade, which I didn't even go to the parade this year because I had to wake up.
We went only because we have to like literally walk out our front door and it's right there.
That is true. It ends it's right there. It's right there, yeah. I'm trying to think of any other time that I've played.
You played when we went to your birthday party at a... Oh, yeah. We did like the...
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Was it a surprise party?
Yes.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
It was like a surprise party, but Alex and Allie moved that day and everyone was dead tired and I had to work and then it was that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And all your friends from Target came, they're like, oh, this is Newton Falls, huh?
Yeah, like, this place is trash.
Agreed it is.
Actually, it's kind of funny. They were like, they played bocce and then I went down to go talk to them and, my one friend, Josie, I think it was Josie, like, she was drunk, and I was talking, and she walked up, and she was like, all right, guys, when are we gonna ditch? And she didn't see that I was sitting there, and I, like, turned, and I looked, and she was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. Oh. And I was like, it's okay, I know Newton Falls sucks, but, like, yeah, I'm from here, it's my family's bar, so I was like, it just feels like home, like, it's fine, yeah. It's fun for me. Like, obviously, it's not gonna have, like, your strobe lights and your party music and all that, like, it's just a hole-in-the-wall dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
That we like for some reason.
That's so funny.
We were talking about something though and I totally got off topic and I don't remember what it was about.
Darts.
Yeah, but I played darts on New Year's Eve.
And is that all you did?
I ate food.
Anything good?
Chili.
Oh, that is good.
Cheese and crackers. Vegetables. Buffalo drink dip.
Oh.
It was tasty. Ate food, played darts, watched the ball drop. And then I was on call at night.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Did you have to go in?
No, I didn't.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I didn't sleep, though, because I was so nervous I was going to get called out.
Yeah.
I literally, like, we got home, and I was like, well, I'm going to get a shower, just because my grandma smokes. And I was like, I can't go in the hospital smelling like smoke. So when I got home, I was like, I'm going to shower. John was already passed out in bed, like, didn't even wait for me to go to bed. And I laid in bed, and I just stared at the ceiling until, like, 3 in the morning.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, it was 3 in the morning. I still have, like, 4 more hours of call, but I literally cannot keep my eyes open any longer.
Yeah.
But I was just, like, so paranoid that I was going to get called out, so I couldn't sleep.
Are you allowed to fall asleep?
What do you mean?
Like, do you have to stay awake while you're on call?
Yeah. No. Like, you
as long as you wake up and answer if they call you.
Yeah, you just have to answer when they call you. And then they're always so happy and perky. And they're like, are you the on-call tech? And I'm like, yeah, fuck you. What do you want?
That's kind of how I greeted you today when you came over this morning. Eyes, like, halfway open in my bathroom. Like, oh, you're here?
Hello.
Okay, let's go.
I had my slippers on. Like, 5 different sweaters. But yeah, my phone rings in the middle of the night. And, like, my heart sinks. And I'm like, no. And I answer it, and they're all, like, happy and perky, and they're like, we have this for you. How long until you're here? And I'm like, I'll be there in 30. And I'm, like, sleeping on the drive there, sleeping while I'm doing the exam.
At least it's only, like, a 15-minute drive for you.
Yeah, it's not a 15-minute drive. It's not bad at all. But, yeah, I didn't get called in, so it was good.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. And I didn't really watch the crappy performers.
Oh, it was so bad.
We had on the Miley Cyrus, Pete Davidson show. I don't know if you saw that they did their own thing.
I saw it advertised, but that's just not the one that Aaron put on.
Yeah, we had that one on, but we were all, like, obviously playing darts and talking and stuff, so it was on, like, the sound was barely on, so I didn't actually hear how it went. Yeah. And then we put on, like, the, like, normal, like, Dick Clark.
That's the one we watched.
Yeah, that one, we had that one on just to watch the ball drop. And then after that, we're like, okay, turn it off.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they had going on with that show, but it was, like, these performers, I looked them up, and they, like, I think are, like, supposed to perform for the military? I don't know. They were all really off-key, and it was just so cringy to watch. I kept, like, turning around from my game to just stare at the TV, and I, like, looked at Aaron, like, can we mute this? Like, you're not even listening to it. Like, I don't want to listen to this. Can we turn this off, please?
It wasn't someone, like, famous?
No. It wasn't.
Interesting.
And they had, like, a person who was popular in, like, the early 2000s play music.
Who's that?
I don't even remember what her name was, but she sang, she was like a one-hit wonder. Do you remember that song, Black Horse and the Cherry Tree or whatever?
Black Horse and
Cherry Tree. Yeah, that one. Yeah, they had her playing songs. Like, who?
I don't even know who that is.
And I only knew who she was because my mom liked that song so much. She bought the CD, which tells you how old this story was.
Yeah.
But I was living in Florida at the time, so I couldn't have been older than 12. And I would take her CD and put it in my portable CD player.
Oh, gosh.
And I would rollerblade on my back porch listening to that song on repeat.
Oh, my God. You secretly really liked that performance, didn't you?
I wasn't paying attention to it.
Oh.
But I was like, huh, I forgot about her. All right.
All right, back to gaming.
Yeah. Back to playing my board game.
So, speaking of Florida, I completely forgot about this until right now. I told you I had a dream that I needed to tell you about.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes you did.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear this.
Now that you said the Florida, I remember because it has to do with Florida.
Okay.
So, it was you, me, John, and my cat, Leonardo.
Who I still haven't really met.
Yes.
He hides.
He doesn't like people. And we were in Florida. So John and I went down to Florida to see you.
Okay.
Don't know where Aaron was. Don't know where Parker was.
Okay.
We just went down to see you. And we had our cat with us.
Okay. Not even, like, of your two pets, my favorite pet. It wasn't even Sammy.
No.
It was Leo.
Nope. Just Leo.
Okay.
Me, John, and Leo. So, I'm with you, and we're in a building. Let's just say, I think Florida's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the people in Florida are crazy, and I know there's alligators down there.
Oh, yeah, they're so cute.
Okay, well, so we're in this, so we go to visit you, mm-hmm. and I'm, like, we're in this room, or in this, like, building, and you're like, oh, I want to take you into this room so you can see the gators, because you always tell me about all the alligators you would mm-hmm. see when you were a kid. So we walk into this room, and even though we're in a building, like, the ceiling's open, so you could see the outside. I don't know. It was weird. But it's, like, all rocks everywhere, and then there's this, like, big, like, pond that has, like, fish and turtles and stuff like that in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking, and you're like, oh, yeah, there's gators in here. And we walk around, and then under this rock is this gator, like, puffed up and just, like, sitting there staring at us. And I was like, Megan, there's a gator. And you're like, yeah, it's fine. Like, we have to get on top of the ledge so that way it doesn't eat us. And I was like, it's gonna eat us? And you're like, oh yeah, if it looks at you and it gets mad, it eats you. So I was like, okay. So you're like, here, let's get on the ledge. So, like, we could do this because we have no upper body strength.
No.
We, like, jump up onto this ledge, grab it with our hands, and do, like, a pull up to pull ourselves up. So we're looking over, we're, like, looking down at this gator in this pond. And there's still a door to go into the other part of the building, but then the ceiling's open. I still don't know.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, and this gator, this thing's huge, and it's, like, walking around, and it's, like, looking at us, like, on the ledge, and I'm like, Megan, it keeps staring at us. You're like, it's fine, it's Florida. They see people all the time. As long as it can't get to you, it's not gonna eat you. And I was like, okay. So it gets in the water, and it's swimming around. And then John walks in, and he has Leo, like, in his arm, and he, like, puts Leo down on the ground, and I was like, oh my god, the gator's gonna kill Leo, it's gonna kill Leo. Leo, like, jumps into the water and is, like, swimming around, and I'm like, oh my god, the gator's in the water, Leo's in the water, like, it's gonna die, or he's gonna die.
It's gonna die.
The cat. So then John's, like, standing there talking to us, and, like, we're talking to John, and all you see is this gator head, like, peeking through the water, and, like, John's, like, looking at us. And he's like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, John, there's a gator. It's going to eat you. It's going to eat you. And he's like, there's no gators here. And we're like, it's Florida. And he's like, there's no gators. And then this thing, like, jumps up out of the water, like, really dramatic, like, over John's head. And then, like, lands down on the ground. And
you
John.
Do that, though.
Over someone's head?
No, but they jump, like, dramatically high out of the water and, like, catch birds and stuff. Like, we've literally seen them do that.
Do they really?
Yes.
Oh, damn. So this, when we're, like, talking to him, we're like, the gator's gonna eat you, and you just see its head, like, staring at him, and the next thing you know, it, like, springs out of the water, goes over his head, and lands on the ground, and he, like, screams and runs out of the room. So we're sitting there, and I was like, Megan, I have to get my cat, like, this gator's gonna eat Leo, he's in the water, and we, like, the gator's walking around again, and Leo's sitting in the water, like, swimming around with turtles. Like, it looks like kind of like a cartoon. Like, you know how, like, animals, like bob their heads around and mm-hmm. they, like, sing and they dance and they swim. Like, it was literally, like, Leo, like, swimming, like, doing a breaststroke with these turtles around in the water. And I was crying and I was like, I need to get my cat out before this gator kills him. So I, like, jumped down onto the ground and you're like, well, you're gonna die, so have fun. He's gonna eat you. And I'm, like, running around trying to, like, fight this gator so I can get Leo out of the water and run out of the room. It was the dumbest dream, but it was so funny. And it was, like, this huge gator, and you're like, oh, yeah, no, it'll eat you and kill you.
And I feel like I would tell you that with that level of, like, casualness. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna die, so.
Yeah, and, like, obviously, like, I know you don't like cats, and you've never seen Leo. So
I don't dislike cats. I just don't have
one. You like dogs more, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So in the dream, I'm like, well, the gator's gonna kill, it's gonna kill Leo. And you're like, that's just a cat, it's fine. And I was like crying and I was like, I have to get it. And you were like, okay, well, you're gonna die because the gator's gonna eat you. So then it's just you sitting on the ledge, like casually, like, hand, like your head's like on like your like fist. And you're just sitting there staring at me while I'm like punching this gator trying to get Leo out of the water. It was so dumb.
I feel like I would only be that okay with a cat getting attacked if it was a Nala. Because fuck that cat.
Poor Nala.
No, fuck that cat. She is evil. She attacked me and watched me suffer and just fuck that cat.
She's sweet once she knows you.
No. She's evil. I've known that cat for years. Fuck
poor,
that cat.
Poor Nala girl.
No, she's so... Okay, did she... jump on your chest and smack you? No, it was scary. She felt the fear that I had in me, and she just smacked me and then hissed at me. I'm like, you're on top of me. Go away. You put yourself in this situation. She I don't want to be here.
She scratched me once, and it was, like, pretty, like, I had a big old scratch on my hand. And anytime, like, we go to Alex and Allie's, if she's sitting on the steps, I won't go up the steps.
I don't either.
I'm like, Alex, please get your cat. Please, she's gonna get me. She's sweet. She's so sweet with Alex and Allie, though.
I know, I don't get it.
But she doesn't like other people like Leo doesn't like other people.
But at least he hides. He's respectful. She doesn't like people, and she's then like, she will my seek house. You out. She'll seek out the, like, the weakest one, yeah. And then she'll attack for no reason. I was asleep. All I was doing was sleeping.
She's like, this is my couch and you're laying on it.
She walked over Aaron to get to me.
She knew you were weak.
Well, he's the weaker one. He's allergic to cats. Take him out first. All you can do is stand next to him.
She just had to, like, rub on him. She's like, all right, you're done. And now I got to deal with you.
Oh, but, so, your alligator fun fact for the day. They can jump up to 6 feet in the air.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. We've literally seen them do it in Gatorland. No, wow. At the Everglades.
What's Gatorland?
It's like a park, kind of like an outdoor zoo, and they had a bunch of alligators. It's where I went when I got to hold an alligator. But it's also, I'm pretty sure, the same place we went where there was, no, this was the zoo. But I was with my mom and my dad and my two brothers, and we were, like, really, really, really young. So my parents were still married at the time. And there was, like, this really long, rickety wooden bridge and, like, a pit. I swear to God, it was something kind of like an Indiana Jones movie. It was, like, a pit of alligators underneath. And my dad stood on one end, my older brother Keith stood on the other end, and shook the rickety wooden bridge, and me and my mom and sweet baby Kyle were just standing in the middle holding each other crying.
Sweet, like, baby Kyle.
We're like, this little bridge isn't gonna hold all of us. Please stop swinging us over the alligators. They're looking at us.
It's like in the dream, I was just staring at him like, I'm gonna eat you for lunch. Why were you at a pit of alligators?
It was at the zoo.
You Florida people, man. You need to check yourself.
It was a fun time.
Oh, gosh.
We just don't go to the zoo with Kevin anymore.
He thinks it's funny.
He thought it was hilarious.
Good.
We were not happy.
Sweet baby Kyle.
All right. So you ready to get into my case today?
Yeah, let's hear it.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so today, we are going to be talking about, I didn't look up the pronunciation of this, so I'm probably going to say it wrong through the whole episode, and that's just okay.
That's all right. Also, can I make a point really quick?
Yes.
You also have a podcast voice.
Today, we're going to be talking about...
You adjusted your throat and went... All right, so today...
It's okay. It'll get worse as the episode goes on.
Making fun of me. All right, let's hear it. Let's hear you pronounce this wrong. I was
perfect. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the Banff Springs Hotel. It's also now known as the Fairmont Banff Springs. This is in Alberta, Canada.
Canada.
First, I'm going to get into, like, the history of the hotel, and then we'll get into the ghosts and everything.
Okay.
So, the hotel was built in the town of Banff, Alberta, Canada. The town itself sits inside of Banff National Park, and it was named after William Davidson, who was one of the first European settlers in this area. Davidson was from, I also didn't look up the pronunciation, so I'm so sorry, Moray, which is close to Banff in Scotland.
Okay.
So I know I messed up that pronunciation, but that's okay.
That's fine.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
it's a free show.
It's a free show.
So yeah, the town was named after, the town and the hotel was named after Scotland, like where he was from.
Okay.
And then it's also said that somewhere, I forget where, but somewhere in the hotel, there's like a big like painting portrait of him. Okay. I think it's like in one of the stairwells, like in a hallway or something.
Oh, okay.
The hotel was built in 1888 by the Canadian Pacific Railway, making it one of the first grand hotels of that railway. It was a wooden structure, and it needed renovations and like just like additions over the years, because mm-hmm. obviously a wooden structure hotel in Canada isn't really going to hold up to time. The designer was Bruce Price. He designed the original structure, and then he also designed some of the additions that were made in 1914. In 1926, there was a fire. I couldn't find what caused the fire or how bad the fire was, mm-hmm. but I mean, it was, like, again, I said, just a wooden structure, so right. literally you could have knocked over a candle.
Yeah.
Like, it could have literally been anything.
Yeah.
So it needed to be basically rebuilt. And that was done in 1928, so it took about 2 years to... Because they, I'm sure, like, rebuilt it, but then, like, reinforced it and, like, changed it a bit, too.
Right, yeah.
According to hauntedrooms.com, the remodel after the fire was based on a Scottish castle with the additions of towers and stone walls. The hotel saw a surplus of high-status guests in the 1930s, including royalty, like King George VI and... Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
And then a bunch of celebrities who the only one I really recognized was Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, very cool.
But this led to the hotel being known as the Castle of the Rockies, because I think, no, I'm not, okay, I'm gonna sound really stupid about, like, I don't know anything about geography, and so I'm assuming it's, like, somewhere near the Rockies? Like, does the Rockies touch Canada?
I'm not good with geography either.
I knew the Rockies was mentioned. But yeah. I was like, I don't want to get into geography.
Yeah, not even going to try to pretend like I could know, because I don't.
Either way, it's known as the Castle of the Rockies.
Okay.
And then in 1988, the hotel was deemed as a historic, National Historic Site. Oh. Okay, so I'm going to pull a quote from Wikipedia, because I always feel like if I'm trying to, like, paraphrase something, like, if I really liked how they wrote something, I don't want to paraphrase it, because it always just, like, I always dumb it down so much, like... So I'm just going to read a quote directly from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Quote, the original building was shaped as an H and included an octagonal center hall with the addition, with an additional wing extending from its towards the, whoa.
I'm all bent out of shape.
I'm trying that one again.
I can't keep that straight. Okay.
The building, whoa. quote, the original building was shaped as an H and included an octagonal center hall with an additional wing extending from its towards the Bow River. So that was their typo, not mine, because I copy and pasted this from Wikipedia.
Okay.
The building was clad in shingles and stone accents. Tiered verandas were situated at the end of each wing. The 1888 structure cost $250,000, and a mistake made by the builder changed the intended orientation of the building, turning its back on the mountain vista. This building included more than 100 bedrooms, centered a five-story octagonal rotunda, which I don't know what that is, so don't ask me about that. An addition in 1902 expanded and renovated the building, adding more than 200 rooms. So it sounds like a massive hotel. I would say
it sounds huge.
And what a mistake to put the beautiful mountain view in the back.
Yeah, right?
How do you mess that up? Yeah,
that's like you should base everything off of that view.
That sounds like a mistake I would make. Yeah, like, how do you
don't go really build a hotel then, Megan.
I will not.
I think I want a rotunda here. I don't know what it is, but throw it in
but
there.
But I want it here. The Canadian Railway main architect, Walter Painter, made plans to essentially replace the entire original building designed in 1906. He notably added an 11-story tower that was constructed of concrete and stone. The tower, or they call it the Painter Tower,
that's nice name.
Yeah, conveniently enough, would house 300 guests for the low convenient cost of $2 million.
Are you serious?
And that was back in the early 1900s. So I don't even know what that would cost
today. There's no way. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I mean, not only is he redoing the whole hotel, but he added an 11-story tower that I think alone, I don't know if it added the opportunity for 100 more guests, or the tower alone could house 300 guests. But I mean, like, that makes sense if he's redoing the whole thing plus that giant tower for $2 million. I
can't wait to see what this place looks like.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you pictures. And this would be completed in 1914. The tower would be properly, okay, you'll like this. The tower was properly positioned to show off the gorgeous mountain views that the original hotel was lacking.
Okay.
So he definitely made up for that one.
Throw $1 million on that sucker. Yeah.
So I'm sure that this really helped make up the cost for the construction, considering the big boom of popularity in the 30s that I had talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1968, the hotel went through a winterizing process, so that way it could actually be open all year round, which that's something I never thought about. I never even considered that hotels weren't suited to be open in the winter in some situations.
Because, like, the insulation?
Yeah, well, or... I mean, like, winters are harsh in Canada.
Yeah.
And so you probably, like, can't just had to do a lot to...
warm and...
Yeah.
Huh.
That's something I never thought about.
I didn't even... Nope. Didn't even cross my mind.
I thought that was fun.
I also do not live in Canada and don't know how cold it gets. And
I don't want to know.
We literally have had like one snow so far in Ohio.
Yeah, we one had or two. Snow the one day I was driving home, like from my work to your house to work.
Yeah.
And it was like sleet and slushy. Oh, it was so bad.
But I'm like not mad about it. That it hasn't, like, we haven't had that much more. Snow. Yeah.
So that is the brief summary of, like, the history and architect and stuff. Okay. And now we're going to get into the ghosts.
Yeah.
So there are just a few ghosts that are lesser known. So I kind of just wrote them in quick bullet points.
Yeah.
And then the other ones I'll go into details about. So the first few bullet point ones, there's... And this one I wish I knew more about. I'll explain why.
Okay.
So there's just been reports of an apparition of a headless man who plays the bagpipes.
What?
Which in my notes, I noted that this is metal as fuck. And I would love to know more about that because like, how do you just, oh yeah. And also if you look down the hall, there's just our headless men playing the bagpipes. No big deal. Don't worry about it.
Why like, how headless? Do you just
brush over that?
Yeah, that's real.
I have so many questions. How do you play the bagpipes when
you
you're
don't
headless?
Have a head? Yeah, right.
I'm left with so many questions.
You have to
but...
use, like, air to get it to go.
I wish I knew.
That's one cool-ass ghost.
And then, Okay, so this ghost, I think, is super cute and friendly, but if I was also in the situation. I also don't know how I'd feel about it.
Okay.
There's an apparition of a bartender who has been seen by both the guest and the staff, and it's said that he cuts the guests off when they're drinking at the bar. Which, huh. I think, oh, that's so cute.
That's a friendly ghost.
But then, if we're, you're trying to get smashed ghost. At the bar, and he's like, I think you've had enough. I'm like, I think you need to go away. Don't tell me what to do. But yeah, he, kind of just tells him, okay, I think you've had enough. I think it's time for you to go to bed now.
How are they there?
They don't know anything about this
okay,
one.
All right.
And then there's another one that is a little bit more seen around, I guess, but they still don't know much about him. It is the tale of the bellman, Sam McCauley. Despite the fact that he is one of the more known spirits, there isn't much known about his previous life or how he died.
Okay.
It's just said that he is seen in his 1960s uniform. And he's typically helping, they typically see him on the 9th floor, and he's usually, if you get locked out of your room, he comes and helps you, or he'll, help you carry a bag. He's been known to turn on lights, but if you, try to have an actual conversation with him, or try to tip him, it's said that he, vanishes.
So, went up to me and was like, hey, let me grab your bags.
Well, I think it's kind of just
Or is it a person that I think it's a person, but then they disappear, so it's not a person?
I think what it, the way it was worded on the website is it sounds to me like you're, standing outside your room, trying to get in, or you have, your bags, and he'll just, quietly just, be in his uniform, so you think he, works there. He'll just, quietly walk up to you and just, help you really quick and walk away. But, if you try to, talk to him or, tip him, he, vanishes.
They have pictures of this?
I didn't see any.
Ah.
The only pictures I could find were that of the hotel.
Hmm.
I didn't find any pictures of, the actual ghosts.
So these are just reportings from different,
yeah,
guests and mm-hmm. workers?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, it says, there are some workers who have reported on the ghosts, but the hotel as a company, they're like, no, our hotel isn't haunted. Stop it. You're going to make people, not want to come here. So they try to deny that it's even haunted, but, I mean, clearly there's enough people who've reported ghosts because there were, multiple websites with all of these stories on them.
Hmm.
And they were all the same, written by different people.
Okay.
So, I mean, some of it has to be true.
Yeah.
But, I know, a lot of places, they don't want the stigma of, a haunted hotel or a haunted whatever.
Yeah.
So they try to deny it, even though, people, have all this proof of it.
Yeah.
But, and then some people just don't believe in it, so it could just be that, too. He
said his name was Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Sam and Helen. They're all together.
Okay, so this hotel also has a secret room. It is 873. So the way that they have discovered that there's a secret room is every single floor has 73 rooms, except for floor 8, it stops at 72. And it seems like the hallway stops a bit abruptly compared to the other ones. And I guess people have, there was actually a picture of this one. People have, gone up to the wall and, they'll, knock on it and it sounds more hollow than what the end wall is supposed to be because it's supposed to be, bricked off or whatever.
Right.
So there's a rumor to this room. Not much is known about, the year and, the details.
Right.
But the story of this one is there was a family of three, a mother, a father, and a young daughter. They checked in, but they would never check out.
Dun, dun, dun!
It said that the father went insane and murdered his wife and daughter and then died by suicide. And then after the tragic events of the hotel, after the investigation, they cleaned up the mess. They got it ready for rental again, and they rented out the room. And they had reports of guests being disturbed in the middle of the night with terrible screaming, which was thought to be of the mother and daughter. And then they would turn on the lights and find bloody handprints, despite, all the cleaning done. And then, but this story is actually very heavily denied by the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, their claim is that the original room was just torn down to make it into a larger suite. But I thought this was a fun theory anyway, so I wanted to just include it.
Uh-huh.
And then the last ghost, which is my personal favorite, and I think the one that's, like, the most known, is called the Burning Bride.
What is with this hotel? A headless bagpipes, the nice man Sam on room floor 9, the family. Like, okay, this family, they're just like, nah, we're going to close that off. That didn't exist.
Yeah.
We don't have another room here.
I believe the theory of, not the theory, but what they claim is just they tore it down for a bigger suite.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds about right, but I still thought it was a fun story. So, of course, like every other ghost story in this hotel, there isn't much known about her backstory. But I'm assuming this happened, like, a while ago, and you'll see why in a second. Like, just, like, the setup of the story of how it happened,
mm-hmm.
it sounds really old-timey, but, like, mm-hmm. all the websites I checked, they didn't have this woman's backstory.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a bride on her wedding day, or it could have been after the wedding, like, that wedding night. I'm mm-hmm. not really sure, like, during the reception, maybe.
Yeah.
But she was at the top of a candlelit staircase. So, that's why I'm thinking this was from a while ago, because you don't put, like, candles on the stairs anymore.
Yeah.
So, it was, it said that she walked down and, like, the skirt of her dress got caught on fire.
Of course it did. And
this is why I love the story, because this sounds like something that would happen to me. She absolutely panicked because her dress is on fire.
Yeah.
And she trips over her dress, falls down the stairs, breaks her neck, and dies.
What? Oh my gosh.
Which really puts the the fall at my bridal shower into a nice perspective for me.
Oh my god. That was, your dress got caught
on my chair, stood up to go hug Aaron, and I just, like, fell in front of everyone.
It just, like, stretched really far, and you're like, no.
I'm, like, dragging the chair with me. She is said to haunt the stairs that would cut her young life short, but this gal does it in style. She is, okay, so there's multiple ways that she's been, like, reported being seen,
mm-hmm.
and one of them, I'll actually leave this one for last, because it's my favorite, but she's been just seen, like, at the top of the stairs,
mm-hmm.
She has been reported being seen dancing alone in the ballroom at night, okay. which is super creepy,
mm-hmm.
and also the bridal suite is reported to have a lot of noise going on when no one's in there, like, no one's checked into that room.
Right.
And then my personal favorite sighting of her is it's been reported that she will be, like, either at the top of the steps or on the stairs, but she's on fire. And just, like, the whole room is just, like, filled with, like, a chilling cold breeze.
What?
How so terrifying, like, is that? If you're just, like, checking into a hotel, you see a woman on fire on the stairs, you're like, cancel my reservation.
Yeah, I don't want to stay. Take my $2 million back, please. I don't want to stay here anymore.
It doesn't cost $2 million to go there.
I know, but okay. I'm just hooked on the $2 million, so I'm just gonna keep saying it because that's just what's in my little peanut brain. So,
yeah, as long as you don't want to rebuild it, it's not gonna cost you $2 million. But yeah, that's the Banff Springs Hotel.
So, like, no one died here? No one? Well, except for the family.
The bride died.
Did she die at the hotel? At the wedding was at the hotel?
Yes.
Oh, I thought the wedding was just at another place. Okay, that wedding was at the hotel.
Yeah, she fell down the steps at the hotel and broke her neck and died. Okay.
I must have... Oh my gosh. I know the family died there. I thought that she died somewhere else, and then she was just seen. That makes so much more sense.
Oh no, she died.
Well, I know she died. At the hotel. She was at the hotel.
Yeah.
The death was at the hotel. Got it. Dang.
On the steps. Yeah.
Maybe the bagpipes guy was, like, playing at the wedding or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. But also, why is he headless?
I don't know. I want to know more about that. I'm really mad that that's
I'm
not,
so
like,
curious.
More known about. So many questions. And then maybe Sam the bellman died there, or it could have been one of those things where, like, sometimes ghosts will, like, haunt the place, like, they spent the most time at. So, like,
yeah.
He said that he really liked his job, so maybe he haunts it for that reason, or maybe he died there.
He just doesn't want to leave.
Who knows?
He wants to be a bellman for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but that's the hotel.
I don't like that hotel.
It's very beautiful.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see
it. I'll bring up a picture right now.
Dang. Wouldn't you want people to, like, know that your hotel's haunted? Because then people will go to it.
Some people really lean into it, but then some people don't. Because, yeah. like, they think, like, oh, like, people are going to get scared. They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But then some people really lean into it because they know that people like, ghost stuff.
How did you hear about this place?
I Googled haunted places. Haunted. And it was on the list. I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. But yeah, like, that's the mountain view and everything.
Dang. Maybe Sam just wanted to stay to be able to keep looking at the mountain.
Stayed for the views.
Yeah.
I think that's the staircase she died on.
Dang.
I believe.
Did you see anything when you were looking it up of, like, people that go stay here to chase the ghosts?
Well, I'm assuming you're really not allowed to just because the hotel
doesn't want you. Yeah. Right. Well, there's a picture about the bride.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting. That was good.
Thanks.
I liked that a lot.
Yeah. So I hope everyone who's listening at home enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I
hope you enjoyed a week of paranormal stuff.
I know. Yeah. We'll definitely have to do more. This was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah, so I hope you guys have a good week, and next week we're going to be back to our regular recording, so it'll just be one episode next week.
Yep.
Unless we have more issues and take more time off, and then we'll give you two more again.
Yeah, but right.
That really shouldn't happen. I have a new mic now, so you should hear us loud and clear with our sick voices.
Yes.
Perfect timing to get this new mic.
Yes.
Yeah, we hope you guys have a great week, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
And always, keep it creepy. Bye.
See ya.